excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it.
Hey, now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Utah edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you, actually back home at this point. I brought some friends with me to the game and, well, felt like talking to them on the way home as opposed to recording my podcast. So we're recording it now from home after just having gotten home before looking at anything else. So it's my usual raw comments without any analysis or looking at other people's thoughts. Quick recap of the game. Bears got the ball to start the game and actually kind of seemed to have a little bit of offensive rhythm until a 5-yard false start penalty took it from 3rd-and-1 to 3rd-and-6, and they couldn't convert. Had to give the ball up. But then the unit that really deserves most of the credit for tonight's win took over the defense. They were absolutely dominating. And they actually gave up one first down on a broken play where it should have been an easy tackle on 3rd-and-long, but somehow the wide receiver escaped, got a first down, but that was about the end of it. They punted the ball, Cal got it back, and I don't remember the exact sequence of things, but Cal eventually put up a touchdown and a field goal through complete drives while holding Utah to almost nothing, 3-ing outing almost every time. In fact, at halftime, the Utes were with a total of 35 yards and negative 6 yards rushing, with just the Bears dominating at every turn. The Bears eventually extended in the second half over those 10 points. And I'm actually not remembering the halftime score, but to a 27-point lead. And then they tacked on a final touchdown to make it 34. And as Cal started putting up their backups and late in the game, Utah got two long passes on different drives. One set them up for a field goal, and the other set them up for a touchdown. So the final score was 34-10. But all of that came in garbage time. But even still, the Utes were held to 177 total yards, 12 of which was rushing. And as I said, the majority of that, well over 100 yards, came in the fourth quarter in when the backups were in. So really, the defense completely shut down Utah and deserve all the credit for the game. They kept giving the ball back to the offense and allowing the offense multiple opportunities. In fact, one of the touchdowns was a pick six by the defense, and a couple of other scores were set up by turnovers by the defense. Just whenever it looked like the Utah offense might get a little bit of something rolling, there would be a interception or a fumble recovery to put an end to it, which is a little bit what we expected out of this Utah team that has been turnover prone, and as they got more desperate, the turnovers started rolling in. If there was one issue on defense that was a little troubling, which there were very few things to be troubled about, it was the penalties. There was one drive in particular where there were two personal fouls that got the Utes, without actually any gaining any yards, down to the Cal 30. And luckily there was an interception to negate the progress of the drive, but there seems to be just a few too many personal fouls that it would really hurt us in a closer game. And considering that, generally speaking, they're playing very cleanly, it's frustrating to see, really what are mental errors overturning that. Now on offense, things were a lot better this week, but clearly not where everyone would like to see them. what they were was confident in their defense. There was never a sense of panic, never a sense of having to succeed on any one particular drive. And the offense showed the kind of discipline that a team that has trust on their defense should have. And I really think that was so key and will be key through the stretch of games against teams that we measure up pretty well against. These last three games have been against teams that we really needed a strong offensive performance because we knew our defense wasn't going to be able to dominate the game. And that meant that put some pressure on the offense that I don't think they were quite ready for. And I think some of the problems we saw from Maynard in forcing things and making bad decisions were a result of that pressure. And that pressure was very much off today. They just ran their offense, and they didn't seem to be feeling much pressure, and they executed much better as a result. They did not get much progress rushing up the middle. If there was one thing that was most frustrating, it was that. The few times they tried, it was not very successful. But we expected that from this Utah front seven that is very strong. They did have a fair amount of success rushing on the outside. They did have a fair amount of success throwing both to the outside and through the middle. And if there's one thing I felt much better about was watching Maynard make throws to the outside. It's clear that Utah was forcing Cal to do that, and he was able to much more effectively than in past games. It was also very nice to see Maynard rolling out a lot. We hadn't seen that in past games. And today, he was rolling out a lot. There were more run plays that involved him. Just generally speaking, seeing a lot more creativity and a lot more variability from the offense. And as much as the defense was taking away the throws over the middle, Maynard felt comfortable checking down, throwing the out patterns, and was doing so quite successfully. So I really felt a lot better about the offense, but it didn't feel like it was structurally different than what I've seen in the past. Just a little more of the good things that we hadn't been doing the last few weeks. A lot more execution, a lot fewer errors, a lot fewer penalties on the offense. Actually, the offense did exceptionally with penalties, very few penalties for the offense today. So really felt much, much better about the offense. Now, if we were playing Stanford next week, I don't think that this would be enough. I don't think the defense would be able to perform. I don't think to hold a team like Stanford to a few enough points for the offense, which would not score the number of points it did against a better defense than Utah's. So it's not like this team is ready for elite status, but I do feel like we've put ourselves back at the top of the heap of these lower teams. I feel a lot more confident about us going into UCLA next week, a team that's in a free fall, and then coming home to WSU and Oregon State. Those seem like very winnable games at this point. And seeing this team having seven wins before the big game does not at all seem to me to see an unreasonable possibility at this point. So there's a lot to feel really good about after this win. This Utah team, although definitely mistake-prone, definitely the turnovers hurt them. They probably would have scored some points, a few points against us, probably about the 10 they ended up scoring in garbage time without those mistakes. But this still would have been a clear and easy victory for the Bears either way. Other things that I saw, it continues to be nice to see Tavecchio doing very well. He had one field goal that was blocked, but still almost made it through. His other two field goals were successful. He has not missed an extra point, or he did not miss an extra point this game. That's nice to see. It was also nice to see his kickoffs getting down inside the five and into the end zone. He seems to be kicking better in that regard. Also nice to see anger letting him unleash the ball again. In the second half, as the Bears were well out in front, we started doing a couple rugby punts. And I guess I understand that they are apparently a little bit safer. You're guaranteed that you're not going to punt it very far. But they are definitely the safer way to go. But it was nice to see him unleash a couple and to see the coverage get downfield and be able to cover the ball well. Sofelli also continues to seem to be improving. He didn't have a lot of holes in the middle, but he did seem to do a good job of slipping between tackles, getting those 4 or 5 yards on the plays that weren't going very well. He was running very well on the edge. It was nice to see Maynard running the ball a little bit more. I think he had a little over 10 carries in the game, and they were pretty successful. They fool me for sure. One thing that's true about Maynard is his read option handoff is very deceptive, and it's very easy for your eyes to go with the runner and not with Maynard. And you can see the defense doing the exact same thing. I mean, he goes in almost untouched sometimes after that deception. So, and I think because we're not like Oregon, where we're running that play all the time, we're only running it now and again, the defense isn't really ready for it. And I think that adds to its success. So good to see that. Also good to see very few drops today. There were one or two, but really for the most part, the catches, they made all the right catches. And then there were a couple of just great catches. That one catch that Keenan Allen made was very impressive, taking that fastball thrown behind him and somehow reeling it in with one hand and then turning around to run upfield with it. Anthony Miller had a wonderful catch with a guy draped all over him. Kind of reminded me of that Marvin Jones catch last year, I believe, against, I think it was UCLA. Just really good concentration. Marvin Jones had another good catch on the sideline, dragging a toe, although it looks like the knee might have been down. But again, there was another example of the Bear offense executing well. They got up to the line, they snapped the ball before they had a chance to really review it. So, a lot of good things happening. Still not feeling like the talent is at that next level. Is the way Stanford is playing these days. I'd love to say it's differently, but I just don't feel that the Bears' offense is ready to compete at that level, and I don't feel the Bears' defense is that good that they can make up for the shortcomings against a elite team like Stanford. Arizona State may be a little bit of a different story, actually. I think perhaps the Bears will have a better shot at them, but what I do feel like is this defense is getting better every week. I mean, actually, people forget they had a really rough game. Well, I don't think people forget this. They had a really rough game against Colorado, and they had a mediocre, like an on-and-off game against Washington with a couple of really bad missed assignments that really were the difference in that game. And then with Oregon, they really started getting a lot better. The second half, they had some troubles, but they had one really good half, and they were putting the pieces together. It was an improvement again over the Washington game. And then against USC, I felt like they actually played pretty strong. I mean, the offense kept putting them in ridiculous situations, but they really, you know, were the strong side of the game. Everyone agreed. And then today, they took that next step, and I think Pendergast is an excellent coach. He just doesn't have a nice scheme. He also is an excellent coach. I think his position coaches are helping him a lot. I think they're doing a great job for him. And, you know, last year's defense was really, really good, but actually was not exceptional at the beginning of the season. It was good at the beginning of the season, but it got better as the year wore on. And I'm seeing that again this year, and particularly with how young this defense is, they're going to get even better moving into next year. So really, this is a defense that we can build a team around, and I think it's good, particularly with the teams we have on the schedule coming up, is going to give the offense a lot of confidence that they don't have to do anything miraculous. They just have to play, and they have to play reasonably well, and they have to just take what the defense is giving them. And that's what I heard Maynard saying in his post game quotes after the USC game, and I really saw him do that yesterday or today. He didn't seem to be forcing things. He seemed to be given some plays that allowed him to easily execute. I feel like perhaps the coaching staff maybe overthought how difficult the challenge was against Oregon and USC and made his life too difficult and have reeled things in a little bit and given him some easier plays, some rollout plays, while still keeping it quite creative, still forcing the opposition to defend a lot, but also putting him in comfortable and easier situations where he can excel. So you have to be feeling much better about this season after today's game. I think it's that simple. Really seeing the pieces start to fall into place for a team that, yes, is not going to be an elite team, but that's not what we were hoping for this season. I mean, well, we always hope for that, but that's not what we were realistically hoping for this season. We were hoping for a team, frankly, I mean, so far the only game we've lost that would in any way be considered a disappointment for what our hopes were for this season was the Washington game. And, you know, they've turned out to be a better team than people thought. And USC's perhaps been a little bit of a worse team than people thought. So maybe you should say we could have won one of those two games in our highest expectations. But if the Bears go in and win these next four, I think they will have accomplished the expectations that we had before the season. Many of us said this was a 7-5 kind of season. And so they win the four, including the one today, obviously, three more. And then if they can go in and pull an upset against Arizona State or the miracle against Stanford that we would all love to see, then you can't. This would be a wonderful season and definitely a step in the right direction. So definitely it's a humbling moment for those of us who get a little bit too on our, you know, things are definitely a disaster and confident that things are going the wrong direction. There's definitely building happening here. Is it happening fast enough? Is it happening to the level that maybe some of us would like? No, it's still a little slower. There was definitely a setback starting in 2009 and 2010 was the bottom of that fall. But it definitely feels like we're on the rise again and moving in the right direction. And we're just not going to beat the elite teams. It's going to take even a little while to beat those teams, you know, to have a good shot at consistently beating the teams that are a little bit below elite. I really think actually at the end of the season, the way Maynard's progressing, that we would have a better shot at USC or Washington, and particularly as the defense continues to improve. So I think we all need to be a little bit more patient obviously if we lose two of these next three or something like that, that's a real problem and a sign that this team isn't going where it needs to be. But I think the team that we all saw today is a team that is capable of winning all three of our upcoming games fairly handily, actually, because I don't think Utah is worse than any of them. I think they're going to give all of those teams a good run for their money. I mean, as I said, UCLA is in a free fall. Washington State is improving. They actually might be the best of the four teams, but they're not great. They're a team we beat last year when we were in a worse situation than we are right now, and we did it on the road. I feel pretty good about, yes, they're improved, but I feel pretty good about Cal, particularly with the confidence building, with a win down in the Rose Bowl next week, that they'll have a lot of confidence, in the good kind of confidence, with Washington State in 2 weeks. And then Oregon State is a dangerous team, a team that knows Cal well, but has so many injury problems, so many rebuilding issues, that I still think the way things shake out, if the Bears continue to play the way they played today, with that kind of confidence in their defense, with the defense actually being as dominant as it was, there's every reason to believe we should win all of these next three games. So, honestly, feeling a lot better about the team. Really nice to see things starting to gel on offense. Really nice to see Maynard getting some confidence back. You know, I was throwing around the Ayoub term last week. That probably was not fair of me. The kind of progress he made this week is not the kind something that poor Ayoub, a man who really a quality guy. I always feel bad that he had kind of a rough finish to his season because he's clearly a good kid, but definitely struggled on the football field in Tedford's complex offense. And Maynard today, he showed a little bit of a step forward, a significant step forward. And I think Tedford's going to look at how he did today, and he's going to model the next 3 weeks off of that. So really feeling much, much better about things. Very glad to see the team headed back on the right track, to get our first win in conference, to see a schedule in front of us that is very forgiving, and is a path to bowl eligibility. And a defense that is getting back to the dominant defense that we had last year. We were all counting on that this season. And I think a little part of the desperation that got to us the last few weeks is knowing, and we've known this before the last few weeks, but knowing that that defense wasn't there anymore. That now we need, it wasn't just that the offense, a better offense could take us to the next level. It was that we needed a better offense just to get back to par because that dominant defense wasn't here anymore. Well, you know what? They're starting to show up again. That dominant defense is back. They're really being coached up well. They're really understanding their assignments. They're not letting much of anything through. That's just so great to see. I mean, when you get to halftime and you're up, I think it was a 20-0 halftime lead now, if memory serves, and they've only gotten 35 yards, negative 6 on the ground. I don't care. Any Pac-12 opponent who you've held to that, you've done really, really well. And, you know, and it wasn't like there were huge amounts of mistakes. Utah made a few mistakes, but nothing that could make you say that what the defense did was all about just incompetence on the other side of the ball. No, that Utah offense had some potential, but we were so disruptive all game long. We just didn't allow them ever to get into a rhythm. If there's one minor quibble I have with the defense, and I really think that for us to really get to that next level, is we need the first guy who gets to the quarterback to take the quarterback down. I've seen just all season this happen where we get somebody to him and he slides off. And it ends up being a little bit disruptive no matter what because he can't throw in rhythm and all of that. But too many times has there been success after that. And we really need to get to that place that anybody gets to the quarterback, that quarterback is on the turf. And they need to do a few more quarterback tackling drills with the linebackers and the defensive linemen because they're getting there more often than they're getting sacks. And today, they were better about it, but there were still a handful of plays where they were there and he escaped. And luckily, there was nothing else going on. The secondary was covering and everything was fine. So the second guy was able to take him down, but we just can't have that. We need every time you get to the QB, he's on the turf. And I don't know, a little bit disappointing, but when they're getting there as consistently as they were, and they are still bringing him down most of the time, it's a quibble. It's not a major problem. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Apologize for missing 2 weeks. Part of it was scheduling issues and that sort of thing. But back on the horse right now, and I also think Jason and I are going to get back on track with the excuse me for my voice, podcasts this week as well. So, good to see the Bears get back in the win column. Good day to celebrate being a Cal Bear fan Things are looking up, and go Bears.
On the road again.